Good afternoon. This is Sam Brooks, and today we're going to be talking to linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech, recruiting coordinator, and former Tennessee Tech football player, now alumni, Bruce Hatfield. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Sam, thanks for having me. It's such an honor. I feel like I'm in the big time sitting here talking to you right here.
I don't know about the big time, but hey, we'll take that, whatever we can get there. But I know there's going to be a lot of interested folks listening to the show and learning more about you, some that know you prior from prior experiences, and some are going to learn more about you. So it really is an honor for me to have you on here. And, you know, we played together for a little while, you know, your senior year and my freshman year when I got to Tennessee Tech. And had a lot of things going. You've been away for a long time, and gosh, I guess I'm going to guess about 32 years. Is that about right?
That's accurate. You know, I was fortunate enough. I think Coach Hennigan probably had a lot to do with it. After 87, that we had a tryout, a lot of us on that team in the NFL, didn't make it. Didn't have a degree, so I had to come back and finish up my degree. Coach Bill Worrell, and I'll always be forever grateful to him. Helped me out and got me to my degree. So my girlfriend, who became my wife at the time, we graduated about the same time. And it's been since, 89, 90 that I'd been back to Cobo any length of time. So I am very, very honored and humbled to be back here.
Well, you touched on that, but that's really my starting point most of the time. I want you to tell the people a little bit about your immediate family and growing up and where you grew up and you know, all of your family. Just tell us who they are.
Well, I was lucky. I've told people every part of my process and family life. I was very, very fortunate to meet Melinda here. And she became my wife. And I've got two girls. I've got a 23-year-old that's going to be going to graduate school in the fall at Tennessee Tech.
Wow.
She just finished up playing basketball at Western Carolina. So we're real proud of her. And I've got a 19-year-old that's just graduated from Hendersonville High School, and she's going to Volunteer State for a year and keeping her house going back at Hendersonville. She's a 19-year-old homeowner. I don't know if that's a good thing, but she is. So I've been very, very blessed with my family, and my wife does a good job. She works at MDHA and in Nashville, and I'm from Memphis originally. I got here in 1983, and it was like the other end of the world or the planet of the state, however you want to look at it. But I was recruited by Coach Darnell, and at that time you could still go into a prospect's house and sign them. So Coach Schultz, Mike Schultz, came to my house and signed me, and my folks dropped me off, and end of July of 1983. So began my journey at Tennessee Tech.
Got a lot of directions I want to go with that information from Coach Darnell to the other guys that were on that staff at that time that really have ended up being big-time football coaches in the United States, and we'll talk a little bit about them as time goes on. I do want to drop back for a second, because if you have a successful young athlete, you got to have a family at home back in Memphis that really backed you up and supported you in your career in high school to get you where you were.
Well, I had a good high school football coach at Kirby High School named Dane Cole, and I've kind of kept in touch with him just a little bit. He's in the construction business now, but he was a big part of how I ended up at Tennessee Tech. And then, of course, my mom and dad, just great people. They went to every Tennessee Tech game, and it didn't matter if it was in Tulsa, Las Vegas, Youngstown.
Wow.
They were there. And I credit my folks and my dad, you know, for helping build me not only as an athlete, but as a person. You know, he was self-employed. So every morning that there wasn't school, I was up before the sun came up, and I was going to pound some nails. So he taught me how to work, and a lot of other people. Robert Laster kind of taught me a lot of things as well. So I've had a lot of prominent people that helped me along the way.
And, you know, let's pick up right there. You had to have a very good high school career, number one, to be recruited. So tell us a little about your playing days in high school growing up in Memphis. That's a pretty competitive area there.
Well, it was. You know, I don't know how good a player I was, but the thing that I think probably caught people's attention is I was 6'4", and playing tight end and linebacker. And we did have some good teams. That was Kirby High School was a brand new high school. I was in the first graduating class of that school, and it's a little bit different now. But at that time, the public and private was still playing against one another. MUS, Memphis University School, was in our district, so they were very, very strong. So my junior and senior year was our first year of varsity competition. We took some lumps my junior year, but had a pretty good football team my senior year. And, you know, thankfully Coach Darnell saw something in me that he liked. It was probably just the height. And, you know, when Coach Alexander and I went to Austin to watch our baseball team play, we ate breakfast with Coach Darnell. And that was something special. I won't soon forget that. But I asked Coach, I said, Coach, what was it? I mean, you know, I was tall, but I was a beanpole. And he just said, well, we thought we could put the weight on you, and I had to look up to you. So I said, Coach, I'll forever be grateful for you seeing something in me and bringing me to Tennessee Tech and Cookeville. So it's just been a blessing every step of the way.
And, you know, Coach Darnell, I didn't get to know him well, but as I came up at Cookeville High School, he was still here, and he actually started the recruiting process with me. And very, very interesting guy, very motivated guy, and I have to thank him, you know, for beginning that recruiting. And then Jim Ragland picked that after Coach Darnell left, picked up on that, and that's how I got to Tech, and very thankful myself and that happened. But Gary Darnell has been an exceptional coach everywhere he has been. He took over his first head coaching job here at Tennessee Tech, and as we know, probably didn't do as well as he wanted to, of course. But ever since then, everywhere he's been, whether it be an assistant or head coach, anywhere else he's been, done an extremely awesome job. So continue to wish him luck. I mean, he did some great things in football across the land.
Well, Coach had a remarkable career. It just wasn't great or average. It was really remarkable, some of the places that he was at and the success that he enjoyed. And I think Western Michigan has to be included in one of those stops. But when you talk about all the places that he went, that's the cradle of football, and at Florida and Notre Dame and Texas A&M. So he's we really owe him a lot. I know he just had 2 years here, but Coach Alexander and I thank the world of Coach Gary Darnell, and I think Tennessee Tech owes him a lot.
Today we're talking to Bruce Hatfield, linebacker coach, recruiting coordinator now at Tennessee Tech. Bruce, we're going to continue that conversation, and Tech has really had some fantastic coaches that have coached here and then went to other places, from Gerald Brown, Mike Smith, Coach Bumpus. I mean, Patterson at TCSU, that's been in national prominence. That's something that really sticks out in my mind about Tennessee Tech, the coaches that have been here and went to other places and done some fantastic things.
Well, Coach Gary Patterson was my first position coach, and so some of those guys and that staff had just finished up at Kansas State as players, and some of them coached there. But Coach Patterson was my first position coach, and obviously we all know that he's gone on to do great, wonderful things at TCU. And I know Coach Darnell is very proud of him. But then the next year I moved to Coach Dick Bumpus. He was outstanding. You know, he's one of my all-time favorites. I would love a chance to be able to see him somewhere down the line. And then Coach Bill Drake, and then Coach Mike Hennigan. So I might have had four different position coaches, but I was very, very lucky and fortunate to have all those guys.
Man, it's funny you mentioned this is probably not going to time up with our alumni golf tournament that we had here recently, but the names you just mentioned, Billy Drake, you know, some of them guys we were lucky enough to be able to see this past weekend at the alumni football golf tournament and weekend that we had here, which has turned into a pretty big event for Tennessee Tech football. But it's great to see those guys and have conversations with them again.
Well, I hadn't seen Coach Drake in several years as well. And I think Coach Alexander and I tracked his information down, and Coach A had written him a note and talked to him, and I did the same thing. And so it was special to be able to see him and see him happy at a Tennessee Tech function. He sent me a text the other day, and I my eyes started welling up. I mean, that's what it means, you know, the relationships that you have in this game and playing this game. They're important and they mean something to people. So it was really cool to see him and see him interact with other players that he had coached. So that was really a fun event.
Your days at Tennessee Tech, we talked about, had a great career here at Tennessee Tech, and I think you started with coach, and you ended up with, it was Jim Ragland. Did he take over your last year at Tennessee Tech? I believe that's correct.
He took over my last 2 years. So this enters into one of those things that's difficult for me. It's hard for me to talk about myself, but I was probably just an average college football player, but I played with some guys that were really good. Thomas Squires and Marty Stewart and Woody Cranford, and the list can go on and on and on. But I was fortunate to play with those guys. And we didn't win a whole lot of football games during that time. But I think that's one of the deals that football teaches you, and I hope it motivates us to work even harder this time around. To try to have a little bit of success at Tennessee Tech. But I was very proud to have played for the Purple and Gold. I can tell you that, with all of those position coaches and some of that turnover, every one and every year, taught me something a little bit different. So we tried. We played hard, and we were in a lot of close games in 1987. Sam, your freshman year, and I think – we talked about it, telling all the old stories this past weekend at the golf tournament, that if we'd have had a little bit of success going into 1987, we really could have had a special year, we thought, and we were competitive.
Very, very competitive, and that was, again, the luckiest thing ever for me to be a part of you. I got redshirted that year and got the opportunity to spend a year with you guys and work with you, and that was very influential to me. And having them guys back in this weekend, hear you guys talk about that was just very special to me. And I know, you can't talk about how good you are, but I can. Having you and Thomas Squires in the middle, linebacking together was something to me that was very special to watch and practice against. Actually a very scary thing for me to practice against at 5'9 and about 135 pounds coming out of Cookeville High School. But it taught me a lot, and I got to watch you guys and how you really practiced your craft, and it was a very special thing for me to see and learn from. And it was I can't emphasize enough on the radio here and talking to these folks about how special that was. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back talking to Coach Bruce Hatfield, Tennessee Tech linebacker and recruiting coordinator. Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the show, and we're talking to Bruce Hatfield, linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech and former linebacker at Tennessee Tech. I know we've talked about this several times since you've been back and you got the opportunity, and you're sitting here telling me you can't talk about how good you were, but Dwayne Alexander sat across from me a while back, and he wasn't afraid to tell me how good he was. So so don't hold back on that. But let's fast forward. You went coached in high school for many years, had great success as a high school head coach, mainly at Hendersonville, where you were lucky enough to know a lot of folks, and you mentioned Coach Lassiter there, and some folks that you learned from there. Who were your mentors as you grew into coaching and learned to be a head coach and what you wanted to do to lead a team at that time?
Well, I think first off, I've got to credit Coach Alexander, because we kind of sat down and thought about it when he got this job. We were teammates and friends for a long time, and Coach Alexander was from Hendersonville, and he played for Hendersonville High School, Coach Bill McPherson, and who we're still in touch with and close to this day. And Coach Bill Derrick was the coach there at Hendersonville at the time, and I was at Lawrence County High School. And so there was an opening at Hendersonville, and Dwayne knew that I would be interested, and I certainly was. I wanted, in the worst way, to be part of Coach Derrick's staff. And so that worked out well. And then when he got this job, it worked out well. It's, I know it's going to, but, I worked with Coach Derrick for a year, and then he retired. But I was at Hendersonville High School for 25 years. Wow. And wonderful years. And when Coach Derrick had retired, Robert Lassiter was the one who got the job, and he really taught me what it was to work and be there, and try to sharpen your craft and learn as much as you could, but then you also were responsible for getting out there. And if you wanted a first-class program and facility, you had to make sure that you put the time in. And I think Coach Alexander would be the first to admit he taught us how to work, and we're so thankful and forever be grateful to him for that. So he was at Hendersonville for five seasons, and then his alma mater came calling at Gallatin High School, and we knew he would probably take that job. And so that enabled me to take the job and took it and had it for 20 wonderful years. Really an honor to be a coach there. And we had some really good football teams there, good players, a good place to be. And it was a place where I raised my girls. My family is a great place. And really thankful for my years there.
We're talking to Bruce Hatfield, linebacker coach at Tennessee Tech, and newly appointed by Coach Alexander just here recently. And I want to touch on that for a minute. You're at Hendersonville. You've decided that it's time for you to do something else. You've been there a long time. You've been in coaching, I think, a total of about 32 years at that time, or somewhere around that. And really, from our conversations previously, weren't very sure what you were going to do. You just knew it was time to do something different. And all of a sudden, you get the call from Coach Alexander.
Well, you're exactly right. I had been the head coach for 20 years, and a lot of the people that I had worked with had retired, and those were people very, very special to me. Paul Decker was the one that had hired me, and he had moved on and retired, and several key people. So I did resign. I didn't have a clue what I was going to do. My plan was just going to teach for another year to get to my allotted time, and this came along, and it was such a blessing, and kind of blindsided me just a little bit, but it came at the perfect time. And if I had one person ask me, it must have been 200. Like, what are you going to do now, Coach Jeff? And I always said the same thing. Well, I'm not sure. You know, something will come up. And it really did. And, you know, when Coach Alexander was named the head coach December 22nd and thought that I might have a chance to be part of this staff, I went to my wife. I said, Melinda, I said, I really want to do this. I really am excited about an opportunity to be able to go to Cookeville again in Tennessee Tech. And it's just been awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can see the excitement anytime that you talk to you, and that's great to have back here. And it was very important for Coach Alexander, as he sat across where you are talking to me not too long ago, it was very important for him to bring back some folks that played at Tennessee Tech, some alumni, to fill in some gaps there, and really to reach out to all of the alumni across the whole United States and really recruit the Southeastern United States using those guys. It's incredible how many coaches the Tennessee Tech football team has out there across the Southeastern United States that can really set up that recruiting network that can filter these student athletes into Tennessee Tech every year. And that's what makes you excited about it. But being around you guys, as much as I've been able to here since you've been here, you can see the excitement in the staff. You can already see the bonding that's going on with the guys that you have brought here to coach these young men.
Well, I just think we have an absolutely outstanding coaching staff. I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I'm so thankful that Coach Alexander saw something in me that he thought maybe that I could help and be a part of this staff. And so I continue to get to know these guys on our staff. I continue to be impressed by them. They're just good people who love this university and are hard workers. So I couldn't say enough great things about the staff that's in place and put together. And it's been a joy, you know, getting to know these linebackers. They have done every single thing that I've asked them to do and then some. Now, we've got to translate that to, you know, some success on the field. But we're going to tell them, you know, young men, you're doing a great job. You're making great progress in your academics, in the community. And we're going to get on the field, and we're going to get out there and play hard, you know, for the right reasons. So it's been awesome.
Coach, anybody that knows anything about the game knows that anytime you transition, most of the time you don't walk into a team that's just absolutely full of talent. So we know it's something that's probably going to take a little time, a little transition. That's not to say that you can't go out and win, you know, 7, 8, 9 ball games next year. If things go get right and you get the right chemistry on the field, that could happen. But you talked about your career and how maybe you didn't win as many games as you thought you could have with that special team back in 87. But you definitely laid the foundation at Tennessee Tech at that time, which had been through some rough times. And brought Tennessee Tech to a place to where they could bring in the type of student athletes that we needed and get better and better and better as time went on, and that happened. Leading up to you go back to near past 2011, the latest OVC championship for Tennessee Tech, and I know that you guys have a game plan in place that you hope is going to get Tennessee Tech back to that place. And regardless of if that happens or not, you're going to treat student athletes at Tennessee Tech the right way. You're going to get what you need to get out of them, and the end result, hopefully, graduate all those kids so they can go out into the workforce and be positive citizens for the community they live in.
Without question. I mean, Coach Alexander's got some things in place where we're trying to develop the total person, the total man, the total student athlete with character development and getting Coach Chip Pugh back on board and helping us with that. That was something that was very, very important, and I think Coach is very, very excited about that, and we are too. So there's some things that are being done right now and coaching our young men. I see it with all of our coaches. You know, Coach Lamb's our offensive coordinator. Coach Subers, our defensive coordinator, and they're lining things up as we're getting ready to move towards camp that – we're going to teach our young men what this game is about, what our philosophies are about, and they're buying in and they're doing a good job. Now, obviously, we do have work to do, but we just think you can get more out of a young man if they know you care about them and then you know what you're talking about and all of those things. I can remember being in their shoes, and I think that gives us a little bit of a platform. You know, not only have we played college football, but we played right here. You know, and so that's what we've kind of presented to the linebackers. Like, I understand what you're going through. This is a tough thing. It's a process that can be a grind, but we're going to do it together, and we're going to be successful in how we do it.
So it's in relationships, what I'm hearing from you, and I believe it. Being in education, relationships are important. To me, it's one of the most important things that you can do for your team, whether it be in the business world or on a football team. So when you got the job, you got in here, you got your office, and you got to meet your kids, what's the first thing that you said when you brought those linebackers into your office?
That they were, you know, we had our meeting on Martin Luther King Day, and we just happened to do it in the back corner of the locker room. And the first thing I said to them, and it had been a long day, and obviously there was some anxious, you know, nervous tension there by me because I've got a lot to learn myself, but we're going to get there and we're going to do it. But I just told them, you guys are sitting about two lockers down from where I sat. And so I think that got their attention. And there's been a lot of good football players at Tennessee Tech, and we've got good football players on our roster, and we're going to coach them the way they deserve to be coached and put them in the best possible positions. But it's what we do day in and day out. We understand that they're going to be watching us and watching us very close, and we've got to earn their trust and respect, and we're going to do that. It's not necessarily all the things that we say, it's what we do. You know, do we put our arm around them, how we're coaching them? If they make a mistake, it's okay to make a mistake. Let's just make a mistake going full speed. And so they'll see those things, and I think we're already making progress in that area.
Well, Coach, it's a lot of excitement in the air. It's getting about football time in Tennessee, and we want to wish you the best of luck in your first season. I know you're excited to be here. I can't wait to see you on the sideline in the purple and gold. So thank you for taking time out of your day to come over and spend a little time with us and the folks in the Upper Cumberland. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Sam.